Hello people, it is 11:16 on the 29th of January, nearly the end of January. I'm sitting in an office over in Nottingham Lace Market House on the beautiful, beautiful, sweet, low latency connection of fibre. And it fills me with a certain amount of stability in terms of knowing that if I needed to get any kind of high definition content or streaming or anything like that, I can just click a button and away you go. Since the broadband at the house has been turned off and I've gone completely mobile, I do have to think about where I'm going to be to use Wi-Fi to get certain files up. So having, you know, that stability in my life of having a decent internet connection for a geek like me is greatly required. Just wanted to put my comments out about the iPad thingy, really. And they're very few. I don't like the pricing structure. I don't like the fact that it hasn't got any sort of capacity at all apart from 16, 32, 64 gig, very similar to, you know, the iPhone, which suggests actually that the iPhone, when it does have an update in the next couple of months, will have a 64 meg phone. I think it's probably going to be aimed at people who are used to having or thinking about that transition to a electronic reader. There may be an Apple owner already. I like the idea of having a book reader made by Apple. Or they like the idea of having, they've already got an iPhone or an iTouch or an iPod, and so the transition is not that difficult to, you know, swap over to. Some of the things that I do like about it, I like the fact that Apple have started to make their own A4 chip. I think that's an interesting development and moving forward. And it also suggests to me that probably looking at building their own chipset for their next iPhone. What else? I like the fact that, you know, it's got this scaling feature for iPhone applications. It makes it easy for them to distribute new apps. They can just add another category onto the App Store, and they've got iPad apps. People can redevelop what they've got for the iPad with the new development tools. And I think it does have a market. For definite, I think it has a market. I just don't like the fact that the pricing structure is all over the place. It shows you also about the fact that when you're rapidly developing products like this, it still takes the FCC, who, you know, drag their heels on checking these things out normally, to make sure it's okay to be used on the Wi-Fi. I don't like the fact that there's a version with 3G and without, you know, like there's a version with Wi-Fi, but then you have to wait a couple of months for the one with Wi-Fi and 3G. It's just a bit messy. Pricing's a bit messy. That said, it is an interesting device. It is interesting for people who read a lot of stuff to be able to grab one of these things and sort of like read the latest news and stuff. I think that's quite interesting. The fact that the battery life is so good. But for me, it just doesn't fit into what I need. I don't have that much time to sit down and read or do stuff on one of these. I can imagine it being very useful as a monitor, as a secondary monitor in terms of, you know, you monitor a live stream, maybe for a couple of media makers. If you had two or three of these things and you had them set up above, you know, a high definition camera overlooking an event or a stream, and you could look at the other views from other cameras, I think that would make a really nice application for the iPad. Where you could literally swap to different camera views. And it's going to make it really interesting for that kind of thing, viewing of live streams, being able to interact with those streams. But the pricing, I think, wait for version 2. I think literally in the next 6, 12 months, there'll be another version, and it'll be a lot more, it'll be ultra thin, and it'll have a lot more capacity to it as well, I think. Other than that, I'm hoping to head over to this eco build where they're putting all these modules together for a house, for this eco house, for the Decathlon of Solar at 1 o'clock today. I think that's 1 till 3. And then next week, I think it's the 7th, so it might be the week after, they're going to spend a couple of weeks putting those modules together to build the house. And then I think end of February, they're actually building an Earl's Court. That's going to be really sort of interesting. Over the course of 48 hours, all these modules together as the house and a public display. So we're looking together to get a nice video stream of that up and running. And exciting project because it feeds really the Conquer stuff that we're working on. By the way, don't forget conquer2.com. Go and sign up. Eventbrite, it's free. February the 27th. That's it. I'll speak to you later.